that God is what?
Our support or something of this sort, right?
Just like if the husband says his wife honey, right? His meaning is not that she's honey, but that she's sweet, nice. So, okay. So a lot of times people will take literal senses excluding metaphors, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got to be careful about that. The allegorical, the tropological, which is not the most common word for that, the moral sense is better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the anagogic. Okay. Now the first one would be the sense of the letter, but they also call it the historical sense. And then the other three would be the what? Three spiritual senses, huh? Okay, now the first objection. For the multiplicity of senses in one scripture gives rise to confusion and deception and takes away the firmness of what? Argument, right? Whence from many statements does not proceed argumentation, but according to this, some fallacies are assigned. Huh? But sacred scripture ought to be efficacious to showing the truth without any deception or without any fallacy. Therefore, there ought not to be under one letter many senses to be treated. Huh? Moreover, Augustine says in the book about the usefulness of believing that the scripture, which is called the Old Testament, is treated fourfold according to what? History, according to etiologiam. I guess that's probably from the Greek word for cause, huh? Mm-hmm. Etias, huh? So you're giving the cause, huh? What's that word? Etymology, right? You know, we used to use, I have a copy at home, in fact, book by Partridge, you know, called Origins. Have you seen that? About this thick, so it's kind of a nice one. I mean, there are more complete etymology. This is pretty useful, mm-hmm. And it's one that they kind of, you know, get you in your personal library, huh? Well, what does the word etymology mean, you say? Uh-huh. Well, he's titled the book here, Origins. That's what it says what etymology means, right? A logos about the aetios, the beginning or the cause, right? Maybe translate more in the sense of beginning, right? Huh? So you have that a little bit here in the same word here, etiologia. According to analogy, according to allegory, right? Mm-hmm. Which four from the four aforesaid seem to be altogether what? Alien, something entirely different. It's not therefore suitable that the same letter of sacred scripture be laid out according to the four senses before. The second objection is a different one, right? Now, it's not so much denying the multiplicity of senses, or they should be, but they're not the ones that you just mentioned. So Augustine has this other one, huh? Moreover, and then the another one, and the third objection, which you've left something out. Moreover, in addition to the four said senses, right, there's found the, what? Parabolical, or the parable, right? Which is not contained among those, what? Four senses. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the first objection is quite different from the second and the third, right? The third one is accusing that distinction as being suffering a sin of omission, right? Mm-hmm. And then the second one is saying, well, Augustine seems to give a different list than that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the first one is saying they shouldn't be a list at all. They should be only changing evident sense, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But against this is what Gregory says. This is what Gregory the Great, huh? Mm-hmm. Not too many greats around. Gregory the Great. In the 20th book of the, what, Morals, huh? Thomas is always quoting that Morals in the Secunda, right? It gets down to the details of moral matters. Huh?
Mm.
And it was Gregory gives the four species of pride and so on. Mm-hmm. And Thomas will often talk about those seven capital sins. Gregory had a lot of things to say about these. So Gregory says that sacred scripture transcends all the sciences, right? By its what? Way of speaking. Because by one and the same speech, while it narrates something that's taken place, it what? Brings forth a mystery. I think Thomas sometimes calls it spiritual sense, mystical sense, and I think that's fairly common in these common scripture, right? Okay. And this suggests the that use of the word, you know? Okay. I used to puzzle, what does he mean by that? Does he mean the same thing as the spiritual sense? But I think he does, mainly, you know. But anyway. Okay, now in the body of the article. This is the key point now. I answer, it should be said that the author of sacred scripture is God. That's where you got to begin. In whose power it is that not only does he accommodate what? Vocal sounds, huh? To signifying something, right? Which even man is able to do. But also the things themselves. And therefore, since in all sciences, voices, vocal sounds, that is to say, signify something, this science has proper or private reach, you might say, huh? Sorry, the problem there, how you translate proprium in English, right? Because you talk about, say, the bonum proprium and the bonum commune, the common good, the only should be called not the proper good, but the private good, right? You know? But it's something that's belongs exclusively often to something, huh? So it's private, the science, you might say. And that the very things themselves that are signified through the vocal sounds, huh? Also signify something, right? So what he's saying is that in all the sciences, vocal sounds signify something. They better. Okay? What's unique here, because the author is God, right? Whose providence extends to all things, that not only do the vocal sounds signify something, but the things themselves, right, in turn, signify something further. So there's a what? Order there, right? Huh? Mm-hmm. And the first is called the sense of the letter, and the second, which is more than one, is called the spiritual sense. Huh? Okay, the spiritual sense presupposes the sense of the what? Letter. Okay. So he says that first. Now again, that's what I was just saying. First implies order, right? Huh? So he calls that the first signifying, the first meaning, if you wish, right? That first signifying by which vocal sounds, meaning words, signify what? Things, right? Pertains to the first sense that we enumerated, which is the historical sense, right? Or as I translate, the sense of the what? Letter. Okay. But that signifying by which the things that have been signified through the vocal sounds, right? Again, signify other things, right? Is called the what? Spiritual sense, which is founded upon the sense of the letter and supposes it, right? Okay, so it's important to see the order there, right? Huh? Okay, now as they say, people sometimes get mixed up with the metaphor, right? Because they'll think that the sense of the letter, you say God is a rock, maybe it is a rock, and that.